Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, October 11th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Hardy County Fire Department. On Friday, Engine 1 and Battalion 3 in place of Engine 3 responded to a reported tractor fire located on State Road 62 west of the Hardy County Correctional Institution. Engine 1 arrived on scene and advised the scene was not accessible due to the fire being 1 to 2 miles off in a wetlands area. Engine 1 requested Battalion 1 to respond to assist. Both brush units arrived on scene to find muddy wetlands and a small creek they had to cross to get to the fire. The mowing company had to pull both units through the creek using a second tractor due to the creek being about 3 feet deep and muddy. Battalion 1 arrived at the fire 42 minutes from time of arrival to find a smoldering fire. Crews finished hitting hot spots, including the surrounding grassy area around the tractor. Your local events, the Hardy Players present Charlie Brown coming to the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showtimes are Friday through Sunday, October 15th through the 17th, and October 22nd through the 24th. Friday and Saturday start at 7 p.m. Sunday starts at 2 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 for 17 and under. Fishy Tales and Funky Tunes will be back next Monday, October 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Heritage Park. And this Friday, cheer on your Wildcats as they travel to St. Petersburg and take on the Lakewood Spartans in a non-district away game. The time for kickoff is a little different, 7 p.m., but if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before 7 on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: our Riveter is looking for a production supervisor, U.S. work authorization, and day shift availability are required. Thor Property Maintenance is looking for a cleaning technician, a driver's license, 1 year of cleaning experience, and a high school diploma or GED are required. And St. Amaro Post Acute and Rehab Center is looking for a restorative aide, a high school diploma or GED, and unencumbered certified nursing assistant license in Florida are required. Long-term care experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out, feels like 93, a 5% chance of rain. Mostly sunny, shade temperature is 87, the maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 7 miles per hour. The humidity is very humid, 64%. Air quality is excellent, the dew point 70, cloud cover 21%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling is at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, north winds around 5 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Research by University of Georgia scientists is examining which cover crops may also provide important habitat for predatory insects that could help control disease and damage-causing pests in cotton. According to MorningAgClips.com, the UGA study left cover crops in place during the growing season when cotton was planted in test fields. While cotton without still attracted some predatory insects, the use of cover crops resulted in a 7 to 10-fold increase in the number and diversity of ground-dwelling predatory insect populations. U.S. ethanol exports in August saw substantial improvement from the prior month's slump, expanding 56%. Canada was the top destination for the fifth straight month, with imports of 33.9 million gallons, the largest volume since March and 42% of the August U.S. ethanol export market. Larger markets included South Korea, the United Kingdom, Peru, Nigeria, the Netherlands, and Mexico. In an effort to address food system challenges from the pandemic and others going back decades, Ag Secretary Vilsack announced USDA plans for another $100 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. The funding would leverage hundreds of millions more in lending through community and private lenders to expand meat and poultry processing capacity and finance other supply chain infrastructure. He says these investments will help deliver more opportunities and fairer prices for farmers and address bottlenecks in the food supply chain.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Turkey, chicken, and swine producers in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia have more time to sign up for a pandemic-based assistance program, the Farm Service Agency has decided to bypass the original September deadline to give producers more time to get their information sent in for the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program.
We've extended the deadline on this to October 12th.
That's Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau, who told the USDA's news service this will give everybody more time to get their application in.
And do a little extra outreach to help get to those producers that maybe are underserved.
The program offers assistance to eligible swine, turkey, and chicken growers who suffered losses during the pandemic, largely because of a breakdown in processing capacity. The payments apply to the farmers' costs of depopulation of those animals between March 1st and December 26th of 2020. Ducheneau says farmers can contact their local FSA office for more information and assistance with applications. Producers can also go to farmers.gov to learn if they're eligible and to find the application portal. October 12th is also the application deadline for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2, or CFAP 2. That's for ag producers impacted by the COVID-19 market disruptions. October 15th is the deadline for the pandemic assistance for timber harvesters and haulers.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. U.S. employers added just 194,000 jobs in September.
It's the second straight tepid gain, and evidence that many companies are struggling to fill millions of open jobs with the pandemic continuing its grip on the economy. The Labor Department also reports the unemployment rate fell to 4.8% from 5.2% in August. Supply chain bottlenecks have worsened, slowing factories, restraining home builders, and emptying some store shelves.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Stocks were lower. The Dow was down 8 points to 34,764. The NASDAQ lost 74 today to 14,579. The S&P dropped 8 to 4,391. New York oil rose $1.05, closing at $79.35 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR in Sports, I'm Patrick Voss. Buffalo Bills defeated Kansas City 38-20. The Bills are 4-1, and the Chiefs are 2-3. Green Bay was an overtime winner over Cincinnati 25-22. Packers kicker Mason Crosby says he was relieved to hit the game-winning field goal after missing three straight over the last 2.5 minutes.
I just wanted so badly to come through there. You know, I had a couple go bad there, and I was really happy to hit that last one.
Green Bay is 4-1, as is Dallas, after they beat the Giants 44-20. Arizona's 5-0 after they down San Francisco 17-10. 5 touchdown passes for Tom Brady is 4-1. Tampa Bay beat Miami 45-17. This is Esser in Sports. The L.A. Chargers are 4-1 after a 47-42 win over Cleveland. Chicago surprised Las Vegas 20-9. Other winners Sunday, Atlanta, Minnesota, New England, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee. In the American League playoffs, Boston beat Tampa Bay 6-4 on Christian Vasquez's 13th inning walk-off homer. The Red Sox lead the series 2-1 and can wrap up the series with a win tonight at Fenway. Rays outfielder Kevin Kiermaier says back-to-back losses won't get them down.
We always bounce back. 8-game losing streak, stuff like that. And I told the guys after the game when we got back in the clubhouse, if there's any team who can do it, it's us.
The White Sox avoided a 3-game sweep in their series by turning a 5-1 deficit into a 12-6 rout of the Astros. Game 4 is Monday in Chicago. Kyle Larson rallied from early electrical issues Sunday to win for the 7th time this season and storm into the 3rd round of the NASCAR playoffs. Reigning Cup champion Chase Elliott also moved in to the round of eight. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: when I was young, I was poor, but after decades of hard work, I'm no longer young. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.